So in terms of what the government achieved, one thing they did do was, I suppose, a kind of two-pronged approach to government. One was economic stability. The other was poverty reduction. The part of this was lessons learned from the last period of the Contra War, when the whole economy, for kind of reasons we're very familiar with, was in complete state of collapse. And there's kind of 2,000 or 3,000% inflation, horrendous poverty, people who'd suffered agonies as a result of all the consequences of the war. So they came back into power determined that compromises had to be made with the private sector to ensure economic stability. So what they did, they set up a tripartite agreement, which made up of the private sector, the trade unions, and the government. One thing that's kind of fed into, or one trigger for the destabilization that's happening, or the what's happening at the moment, is the collapse of that agreement. Given all the complex negotiations that have happened over the last 10 years, it's, I suppose, if we're looking at one way, it's remarkable that it's stuck together for this length of time. It had been very, very successful in terms of economic stability. The growth rates of the economy in Nicaragua have been 4 to 5% per year, which is certainly above the average for the region. They've attracted a lot of foreign direct investment and into infrastructure, into the free trade zones. Okay, we're kind of all aware of all the hazards of that in terms of labor rights, but it's been was very pragmatic, saying, well, this is the only way that we can actually stabilize the country, and we have to stabilize the country in order to be able to reduce poverty.